You've chosen today to listen to an audio about the basics of thinking. So just take a moment and take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just arrive here in this moment. Thinking is something we do all day, every day. But we rarely pause to understand how we think. Our thoughts shape our mood, our actions, and even our identity. They can help us feel clear and capable, or anxious and overwhelmed. Let's begin by getting curious. I want to ask you a few questions for you to think about or to reflect on. When my thoughts are helpful, what do they sound or feel like? And really get a sense of, on those days when life feels good, what are you thinking? When your thoughts are unhelpful, what patterns do you notice? What do you tell yourself? Where do your thoughts take you? Just get a sense of how your brain and your thinking has evolved and what it tells you. Does it coach you or does it critique you? And are your thoughts highly critical and bullying, or do they support you? Do you tend to overthink, assume the worst, or jump to conclusions? Think about a situation recently that was challenging. How did you think it? How did those thoughts support you? If you were to look back at that situation, what thoughts would you choose to think now with hindsight? How do your thoughts influence your emotions and your energy levels? And really get a sense that the way we think impacts how we feel, and the way we think and feel impacts how much energy we do or do not have. Being stuck in overwhelm, thinking worst case, asking yourself what if, is draining. And then when you get drained and you have less energy, your mind has less energy to use, so thinking becomes even more negative. What's one thought you come back to often, one fearful thought? And is it true? And if that thought is something that shapes your whole mind and your world, what could you do to change it, to tweak it? So if that thought was, I'm not enough, perhaps you could start saying, what if I was enough? What if just being me is enough? Let's go back to the basics. Thoughts come and go constantly. It's what the mind does. But not all thoughts are useful. Some thoughts are distorted, outdated, repetitive, or fear-based. And if we're not aware of them, we often take them as truth. And if they're habits, we often just keep having them because we always have had those thoughts. And there are some people who've had thoughts they've had since they were in their teenage years and they're now in their 30s or 40s. So taking time to look at and reflect upon your thoughts allows you to take time to notice and to change. Your thinking style is often shaped by past experiences, environments, or even early survival strategies or habits that you've learned growing up. It's not wrong, it just needs updating. A bit like your phone, or perhaps your playlist. You don't keep it as the same playlist you've always had. Your taste change, bands change, music changes. When you become aware of your thoughts, you create space. Space to shift, to choose, and to lead your thoughts rather than be led by them. So you're no longer a passenger to them. You've chosen to sit in the driving seat. One of the most powerful things we can do is to pause and ask, is this thought helpful? Is it kind? And if you want, you can even ask, is it even mine? You don't have to control every thought. You just need to stay conscious, aware of how the thoughts influence your inner world. So next time your mind races or spirals, try this very simple practice. Notice the thought, name it, then ask, do I want to keep this or can I let it be? Can I let it pass? You are not your thoughts. You are the one observing them. And that simple awareness is the beginning of inner clarity, calm, and choice.